Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. This is Billy Brim. And of course, I'm just so thankful and happy to be praying with you today and to be listening to how the Lord does use us. For housekeeping first, I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon today. There will be, Brenda will be there and food will be there. I've got a heavy, heavy schedule coming up. Tomorrow and the next day, we're going to be recording Prophetic Witness. Now, that's our Prophetic Witness television broadcast. I hope you are watching that. It's, of course, on the Victory Channel, and it's on other channels, other places. And probably you can get it on YouTube, I think, as well. And it's called Prophetic Witness. That's our television. I'm getting ready to do what's going to be for 2 months, a Reader's Digest size look at the book of Revelation, because so much of our prayer has really been over into that time. Now, I won't be able to go into detail. It's a 30-minute program, you know, and even with the 9 sessions, we can't go into it like we do on our 3BI course. So I will be offering on the 3BI course on the book of Revelation on television, and I'm offering it to you. Much of our prayer the Lord has directed there. Now, Saturday, I'm going to be leaving. We're going to tape Thursday and Friday. I still say tape, old school, old thinking. Saturday, I'm going to be leaving for Fort Worth, where I will speak in the Ministers Conference, KCM Ministers Conference. I'm going to ask you to pray for me. I don't have the message yet. And sometimes I do, but I don't yet. And I need to receive that message from the Lord. One thing I'm seeing with the lampstands, there's a lampstand in heaven in the book of Revelation. That's the Holy Spirit. And a lampstand on earth, churches. And Jesus said, if you don't do what I say to do, I'll remove your lampstand. So that means the churches on earth are to be hooked up with the Holy Spirit in heaven. And if I don't bring something from the Holy Spirit, I just as well have stayed home. So I want to ask you to pray. Well, that's what Paul said in Ephesians. He said, pray for me that I might have utterance. And so I'm going to ask you to do the same thing for me that you do, that Paul asked. Then after that, I'll be home, I think, a couple of days, and then I'll be headed for California, where we're going to be with Brandon and Destiny and His Name Ministries. And the focus is going to be the move of the Spirit of God and will of the Spirit of God in California. And we're going to be preceding the opening of their new church in Montecito. So we're going to have in the Montecito area, it's actually going to be at the Hilton Santa Barbara. Let me see here, Beachfront Resort, Santa Barbara, California. But it is preceding the opening of a church in Montecito. So that's going to be Wednesday, January 28th, and Thursday the 29th. We'll have a Wednesday night meeting, a Thursday morning meeting, and a Thursday night meeting at the Hilton Santa Barbara. And then we're going to move over on Friday to Brea. And then, I'm not sure about what that is, but you can go to His Name Ministries webpage, hisnameministries.com or .org, and you'll find out where the Brea meeting is. And then on Sunday, I'm going to go over to an old friend's church, Brother Art Aragon. I think his son pastors it now. So getting ready for some really interesting things to come up. And another bit of housekeeping, and this one right here is so important. This is regarding our last week's prayer. Now, Quinn and Max, as soon as we hang up from our prayer, they go back over it with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that everything was read correctly. So there are two corrections from last week. In the morning, there was this statement. Underlined. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator. Now that word was read originally as here I've got the wrong word. Here's how it should be read. Acknowledge the greatness of your Creator, because God is the Creator, and the whole world belongs to me, Church. The second Creator was read as greater. It was read as because God is the greater. It should be because God is the Creator. The correctness of the entire statement is, acknowledge the greatness of your Creator, because God is the Creator, and the whole world belongs to me, Church. Then we were given Psalm 89:11, which absolutely confirms this. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Now, in the afternoon section, the afternoon prayer time, this is a correct statement that it begins with. It begins with this. I, Jesus, reaffirms the resurrection on the last days. It was originally read, the restoration. So the correct, you want to change the word restoration to the correct word resurrection. And it now reads, as it always did, I, Jesus, reaffirms the resurrection on the last days. And the scripture he gave us is 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and, here it is, the dead in Christ will rise first. That's the resurrection. So it should be the resurrection. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Miss Billy, and good morning to everybody, to all the WWPs. Thank you for making these corrections. You know, I wake up early to pray and be in the spirit, so it's good to be corrected. Praise the Lord.
Here's the thing, Max. If you were not willing to be corrected, if I'm not willing to be corrected, because you know sometimes I get the wrong verse or something. That's happened quite a bit. Then we shouldn't be listened to. People who demand that they're always right and never make a mistake. You don't want to listen to them. They're hardline and they're, oh man, I ran into a guy at Cracker Barrel of all places, wanted to get an argument with me on some things. And I mean, there was no talking to him. He was right and never could be corrected. So you see, that's a sign that we can work together and we can believe and have confidence. And what I appreciate about Quinn and Max, as soon as the reading is over and the phone call is over, they go back and check again. So yeah. That gives me confidence in you, Max. Great confidence. I would not have that confidence if you were obstinate and said no, it can't be changed. I would not have any faith in you at all. But thank God you know the Bible says to be humble, and so we need to be humble.
Amen.
And so I'll praise the Lord. Max, do you have any house cleaning? How did it go with your changing your midweek meeting to Thursday?
It went very well. I believe Thursday is like more relaxing for me and for Quinn, as you know. Today we have two prayers.
Yes.
It's just better to do it on Thursday night. We would like more people to come in, especially these days, you know, what we are dealing with in Minneapolis. And I really do believe, because of the prayers in downtown and, you know, around the state, but specifically, you know, in downtown, we are in the neighborhoods of everything happening right here. There is a breakthrough.
Yes.
And the breakthrough is happening, so I'm not looking at it in a negative way. I'm looking at it in a positive way and a great way that God is working in downtown Minneapolis for salvation. You know, we pray for ICE. We pray for the people. Even the people get arrested. The people are, you know, illegal. You know, whatever. We're not going to get into politics, but, you know, God is working. God is working in America.
Can you tell us how you see that happening there? Do you see God working there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because we've been praying. And, you know, the revival is here. The Lord told us this in the prayer call on Wednesday. It will be a revival in Minneapolis. It will be salvation in Minneapolis. God is hearing us. And we don't know what's going to happen down the road. But we know one thing, that God is working, and it's all going to be great, and it's going to be His way. So people
Absolutely.
In Minneapolis, the Somalis, I mean, there's 275,000. And, you know, look at, when the Lord told us the truth will come to light, He's talking in
yes.
general. His truth will come to light in every aspect, in every area, in every arena, in our personal life, and in our city, in our town, in our state. And that's the truth is breaking out all over, not
oh,
just in the United States, in the whole entire world. And, you know, this morning, I just want to let people know that the revival is happening in Iran for many, many, many years, and now it's coming out to the street. There is sacrifice, but there is a plan also. There is a plan through the kingdom of God, and there is a plan that the kingdom of God is putting on people's heart, people in offices like the president, like Marco Rubio, like Pete. All these people are working together. There is a plan. There is a plan, but
yes,
God
absolutely.
Is directing these people. Because we are praying. I'm not talking about just the WWPs, no. Because the church is praying, standing together.
Exactly.
The breakthrough will happen. Something will happen very, very
something,
soon.
Yes.
I can't really say much, but something is going to shock you about what the Lord is going to do in Iran, in the Middle East, in the United States, in Israel. Things are happening, folks.
Absolutely. They're barreling towards fulfillment of prophecy, Bible prophecy. I did a prophecy update yesterday for KNYD radio, and I'm telling you folks, I dared to say there, well, I'm not going to say that, no. But
no.
It's soon.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And praise God, hallelujah. Now, in the business of Iran and in the business of our borders and the business of ICE and so many things that are going on, I've been thinking about our president and what he's got to decide, the decisions he has to make, and the directives he has to give. And also other people that we don't even know who all they are, the military people, whoever. Marco Rubio, the names that were just named by Max. Now, and there in Minneapolis, the authority of the believer. We cannot let the opportunity for us meeting together this morning go by without using it. I have a certain amount of authority. And you have a certain amount of authority, but think about when we join it. And if we join it together this morning and, in these areas, I don't have any authority in Iran. Maybe somebody on this line does. Maybe you came from there. But I don't. But together, we've got authority in the realm of praying for our president, and since the U.S. is involved, I don't have authority in Minneapolis. I may have some there. I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't because I've been going there for so many years and so involved with it. But together, think what we can do. Now, there is something, and we're not going to let the time go by without praying the prayer of authority of the believer right now. But there's something you need to know about faith. Faith is in two places. It has to be in two places. It has to be in your mouth, and it has to be in your heart. And your heart and your mouth have to be hooked up together. You cannot just by rote say things. You know, you can get where you, like my healing scriptures that I read every day. I could get where I just mouth them off and don't even hardly notice what I say. That's not going to work. It has to be that your heart is hooked up with your mouth. And that's the same way when we pray in tongues and that gift. It's not our heads at work. Dr. Avery Jackson made that so plain to us, neurosurgeon at our authority of the at our conference in the fall. Your head, the part that normally is your speech area right in the frontal lobe, that doesn't even, it's not even hooked up when you pray in tongues. It's your heart. So we don't want to, when we are going to use our authority right now, I want your heart in it. Now listen to the scripture that proves this. Faith is in two places. Remember that, in your heart and in your mouth. Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It works for anything. With the heart man believes unto healing, and with the mouth confession is made unto healing. For instance, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth man confesses. Here's another scripture that shows you faith has to be in those two places. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, that's your mouth, unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Here's your heart. Your heart and your mouth. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So when we come into this prayer of authority right now, don't just turn it off. Don't just by rote agree. Agree with your heart and say with your mouth. Now we're going to do that together right now, and we're going to particularly point it toward President Donald John Trump and those who have to make decisions regarding these things and more that we don't even know about. And then we'll go into our morning prayer. Father God, I like to begin, and you well know it, every day by thanking you for what the book of Colossians, the letter that you had Paul write to the Colossians, which reveals to us that we're redeemed, rescued out of the kingdom of darkness, and transferred into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of God's dear Son. So right now, everybody on this call is free. We're free from the dominion of Satan. So these are free men and women, free boys and girls, perhaps, free members of the body of Christ. And as members of the body of Christ, you've given us this wonderful prayer to pray. And we know you answer it. In Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power toward usward who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body. You gave him head to the body over all things, the ecclesia, the church, which is the fullness of you that operateth all in all. And we have you raised, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But you, who are rich in mercy, and for your great love which you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, Jesus, you raise the body, the church, together with him. When you seated the head, Jesus, you seated the body, the ecclesia, the church, together with and in him. And every single person upon this call is a member of that body and seated in Jesus at your own right hand, Father. And marvelous wonder of wonders, you and Jesus through the Spirit are seated in us here on the earth. And so, Father, in the name above every name, earth is witnessing shakings. Great shaking there in Iran. Decisions have to be made regarding it. And we pray for our President Donald John Trump, ministers of defense and war and Secretary of War, and as a new name has been given back to the old name, and State Department and all the generals and soldiers and pilots and everybody. Oh, God, think through their minds. Oh, Lord, direct their thoughts according to your thoughts. May your hand be shown evident in all that occurs now. Father, your plans and your purposes, we pray for. And now, and we're talking here about Iran, Father. We're talking about what's happening in Minneapolis. We're talking about, Father, what's happening everywhere that we don't even know, things we don't even know, but things that weigh heavy and things that are have such to do, so much to do with the future. In the name above every name, the will of the Lord. God, oh Father, may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And now, Father, we're going to take those weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but are mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. And we join together in the name above every name against strongholds and any strong man that might have set himself up in the heavenlies over Minneapolis. We come against you with the blood of the Lamb, with the unity of the Spirit, and we say to you, end of Mahaya, we come against you, stronghold man. We bind you in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua. We bind you and cast you down. We bind the strong man in Jesus' name that would operate over Minneapolis. And in the name above every name, Satan, and down to the lowest level devil, we use our authority to come out against you and say to you, evil spirits that would attempt to attack the minds of those in authority, and we begin with the president and every other one whom you know and God knows, and we bind you together with the authority of the believers bound together, and we are together, and it's a mighty force. We are a mighty force. God has told us we are. And in the name above every name, we speak the binding blood. We take that blood, make it into a rope, and bind you with it. Chains, bind you with chains of the blood of Jesus Christ, the shed blood accepted by the Father upon the altar. And we have been told, resist the devil, he will flee. We resist you. You flee. In the name above every name, from the minds of the decision makers, we come out against you in the name above every name. And we're authorized by the word. The word says, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. We reign as kings in life right now in our local domains, in my domain. My domain here in Missouri, you take the domain now, everybody, where you live. My government in the name above every name. My Rostina Micaiah, my realmdom here in Missouri and in Oklahoma and in Migdal Arbel in Israel, my realmdom in the Derek, and my realmdom in my family. My 23 who have Rostana Makaya, Mikoshana Makanya, and Makaya descendants, and their lovely mates. In the name above every name, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I bind you, we bind you. You'll have nothing to do with this prayer. This prayer will be used by the Most High God today. We yield him our tongues and we yield him our hearts. We hook up our hearts with our mouths and we yield them over to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, use us now. Use us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Ivaladonye makwata hashande. Istandoro boho kafri nakonye ni kwa shandole balito lokombe. Matoho bambino no kwa masode gabanga. Mashkodo bratia nakahafitio. Ilaboratia no gevele gongara gabanya ne quattro no goho bangia tatia. Isanamequa. Gavidania mequa nakaha la pito so cofrania ne kaga la gadabi na la cobaccia. Isada go Beverly, Daniota, Makito, La Gambi, La Cocha. Makidandonia, Nakoro, Kobeba, the Gababila, the Cambra, the Dashka, the Umbrika, the Gadashka. Kiva la Hole Mania, Nequa. Man, you know, La Manito, Nakabile, Tanya, ne Vene, Manomia. Ijando ho pa ka nye ne vila toto manya ne. Igalaga brakko kalagam brakki ane koto ko jenge ne koto ko dashka dabrika te kafanye. Isane makwa, isane mikiando. Gale kovrika de gavranye ne kohro ko banye ne kwashe le badu balakaya na kongambi. Bertuanya ne qua, dodo gombangia na kohoro kobala kakaya na kohola kambra brakadananye. Istabro kevradinio no kohoro kobenye ne qua la kabi, dashko ombre kadega dashko. Isere gombrevra dishano no kora gale kaya, nanyo no kora gadale kavra niandole menidia na kobala kaya. Ishato imakangye frati nanyuru ko delekapi inyono kohoro ko ba litanyo no kwa. Ishato brika franya ne kohoro ka bella kaya na kaka la tiano. Ishete ke bele karandele kafka non yende de kobre kanyano. Ishato gobre. Fridanyo, makito kangi, ile gombra ka, la nononye, le balakoka. Krivadyo dombrengri katanje le godoshka dabri katega davra. Kashko donye ne kohoro ko benye ne kahalakaya. Kapigala gambret yono koshki. Manyo no quergo delle cobre che le cafranie ne coho balatinio mo qua jatinio no coro codinia. Bufratiano e cia, bufano chi la cai ande le cabana na na niene ne cobrafra. Ive le dusche d'angere godosche d'ambra cada goliandoro godoro coho becai. Tu, pipa, na! Nonge. Gridanjo no coccia pala, chino no coroca le cangamba. Obrabria, mangobi, tenia. Tenia nia. Coca cacabala, totoco hobida, gabanga.
Fridagno no cuore ma l'Italia ne quieto con bimbe ne qua scende le con ganga alle con baby e la torre mania che la canga ha chito no coge la chino no compra cada ganga e c'è da go brefra che denia e c'è da ma cuca la chinia dore devra no chi la cae Manstionaka fenio. Bruga vidania no kuhuruko ba, li kambraktia no kuhuruko ba, a se ne kuhuruko li kambe, beletonye ni kwa, la barakaya na kangala kadashka. Ise de kumbraktia no kuhuruko mbraktia no kujenye ni kwa. Isa toro manakia. Isa tora man kangobe la tuhushwa debre kata gavrange ni koroko dale kambaya na koko. Nan stianto mia. Gamba de gwa, mashuru kanga. Fridanyo mia kanga. Alla combrete ni kudashka. Pira dun brevra di shuama no koko. Pira gombele kavra nieni kuira nienunga. Mestion tobre. Mashodoro kobre kalakara manangi le kambanga. Mi turu goho barakabra nier tonanga bilatishko don jereko brasta dinyo nukwa i velitanya. Ishe de goho rakom redi di kambratia saka du goho de kambini kumbambi la toshka. Mi turu kobra kara kabra vidinyo nukobri kara kange ili tobri minyando do goho shada le gobavi. Kribanyo nevra go, balidonia rogondiana, jabele gobri kafre, ele manchen, yuno gobri kadagakai. Ishato gobre vre hechando rogo. Kira kahara kangara kaga. Ishato no kombri kore kombri ke di kambrag di avandoshke den gongore kodali atobre ke de gabrandie. Mini kwa matoko bebeli tonye ni kwa shatobre kare kandiende. Rodivra matura. Matura mingo. Kabilo devrga shandele kohoroko bangara da dihijek dovrek baragadashka. Piko a kovra diando gibele qua mangio no qua bennio no qua raccadenie. Kamene qua mascio toro kohora kambango ale kavregie macio no cobre. Macio no cobre fia nangi ili kabonie e kambodiaga da tabace nieni cuore godore cobre che di gavaranga. O sabra, matito kangi ili va paduko brevre. E jene menuado lo go fale kombre kere kadabri kore kongara go devre bele kocha mia kangi ili kambabi dano go vredi buko chwe tono nyongde de ko brakya na ko deshke. Sorry, amacho. I paluti vratu assinio no kumpi palai. O si manaka yata. Pekolo goho de kambri kari gadanyeni kuala gadashke nebra kada kumbre diada kumbre. Ishana kohor kapi, ishana kobre kiti kafra. Alibonye. Pasko dobre kafra nyene kwa, alidonye mi kwa, fragoda gola minyo no kwa, di de gombebe li tita na kache. Ishana mohotiana mo kweri ono kombre, beni kaga. Masha na kitia. Mashona Kitia. Mashona Kobre Katiga Brahala Kombre Katiga Danje. Jene Matuirio Nambre Dur Kobrafka Dengenio no Kobro Kobangara Kadashka. Ishana Kora Manange de Kobrakka Devenye ne Kora Kodibra. Jenimen twas go bon jeli go doska da brika te govra kana ko brika te gadan yele kwa afro go din che hit ham brika te go doska da brika kaya na konga frenya no no nombri da la ko ba kala kaya na kuro go don che ishato go doske Vele duhur poshwe, yo no subabara gupe ba la kobra kanche de go shanganga. Le toro kalyano no no nombre, vele toho shantiala ba kora manyana. Ele ya, nyana ba haya na kora haya. Masko dobre ke, kibru ju shwa, jidi go shwa, moto dige pa. Mado gobre, mado gobre, mado gobre, mado gobre. Bele duhu shwa. Ka bele kanga. Macho ne kwa shete de gabe konganga. Iri dudu shwa ta de kofreke de gambarago de le kakaya na koholo koko kabanya. Kabanya noka, no brakito. Ije de go brevre donyoto de go banga de go de evako de go brevre anjora manash ge donje de go de go shagya no kora kadinyo no kora gavinyo. Pechwa, mashuto de go mbrangya. Ije de go horo ko brakya, frakadanya ne go horo ko mbrakya. Ije de go pashka. Ejiri bekashka. Kada gom bref kote njiri godoshka dabri kalakai ana kora kandanyi ni kora kandai. Oh Lord God, si brando. Kifanyo te bile tanya. Bro dabri nanyor. Akiano no no no. Akiano ve galatai. Krivacho no zibada konye mi kwa she nakoro konye ni kalakaya. Egende ven tushko dom breshke di vabro konga lakito to kumbrika. Kambi la toto ko baba lati ajondo 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 vane. Aligara ganga, aligara gai antoro manieko to goshke da vrai alito nangongo lo toto kobi. Ishata kora kadanya ni kora kadashka da brika da kadashka. Ishana kora kadanya ni kora kodoshka da brakya na kodoro gunga bra. O kalaka frangi de kohoshanda. Mikala kobrikatya na kora koba ajete, ajete, ajete yata. Father God, Father God, oh Balatino no queske di ba. Mi godo govrambi de kofra kadi ele kombre ke danja no koshe kadampi. Isene mu kwa, isene maki, ela gabanjo, dala kabri kaliato. Me la halai la halonga ragadaya da govra kala kombe le kisha no ramanye nika. Correre bene, no quacca la cae, ascete le gobra caffrange le cae. Ne cae bidagno, ne con la chita la cava cali, e gete cabara caiana cae. Giligo do do brasca. Giligo do go brasca. E le mationo no co. Bandio no ko frega de galai. Ko vrega diska, ako do go benje, ako do go be. Gravidanio, gravidanio, gravidanio. Koroko donje ne kwa. Iša da go da ga benje na koho da kabri, kada go vrenje ne ka, ala koko. Ala koko viano na nanje ne kwa, še tele ke vrabara kogo lokaj. Ma shoto ma kiete. Ali kanier tono kofra kani kamra kale kovele dush kwa danche na kucha na gudashge. Kevele hitiang dodo go shakta. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Shima no kweka barakaya na kuhuru kumbabi latito do gonsi di kakalatito no koko late. Ejando la cal, matoro cave, enero toma guiando lo cojo bacale. Dujuada de gumba, pastra, cadanania ni cora, cabania ni cora, manai, asha cobra, cativra, malito lo combri, cativra, godai. Ejano, ishano, ishano, cas. Meco fritano, cobra, cativra, tio, no, di ni qua. Shanyoto maki, makia makita. Kabila tai, mashonte makina kayata. Oh, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for these times. Thank you for the Lord. Thank you for these people. And Father, I just would like to be able to pray a blessing on every one of them today. Blessing of God. Increase and manifestation of God's blessing in their lives. Keep them, Lord. Keep them, I pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. The first statement, Miss Willie, is underlined. And it reads like this. What does my words really say about the end times? What does my words really say about the end times and future events and future events and conditions that will one day come to Furthen, I'm going to spell this word, come to the word spelled like this. F as in Frank, R-U-I-T-I-O-N as in Nancy.
Fruition.
Fruition?
Fruition. Like fruit, you know, come to pass. The fruit of your prayers, the fruit of your faith. It means fulfillment. Okay. Fruition.
Fulfillment. Fruition. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll read it again. What does my words really say about the end times and future events and conditions that will one day come to fruition?
Fruition. Mm-hmm.
I wrote it in Arabic. It's easier for me. I just wrote fruition in Arabic. Took notes. Okay. Praise God. Did I say the statement is underlined? If I didn't,
yes, you did.
All of it.
You did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Ezekiel 36, verse 24. 36:24. Matthew 24:21. Matthew 24:21. Okay, next statement. Let's see here. It's a bit long. The bottom of it is underlined. So, non-underlined part. It's all in the book of Revelation.
Oh, my goodness.
All in the book of Revelation. And it is far from the only place scripture. And it is far from the only place in scripture that describes what will unfold, what will unfold in the last days.
This is making me excited to teach on it. Mm.
Yeah, and I'm trying to understand it, but it's okay. I'll give it clear. Praise the Lord. Now, the underlying part. When I'm done with the underlying part, I'll read the whole statement again. Underlying part. This interpretation, interpretations with an S. Yeah, this interpretations is not theories. Yeah, this interpretation is not theories. It emerged my return and the end of the world. WORLD. And the end of the world as you all know it. You all know. Okay. From the beginning. Non-underlined part. It's all in the book of Revelation. And it is far from the only place in scripture that describes what will unfold in the last days. Underline part. This interpretation is not theories. It emerged my return and the end of the world as you all know it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a statement.
Yes.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us the book of Joel. Joel 2, verses 28 through 32. Joel 2, 28 through 32. 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Next statement is all underlined. Yeah, all of it. Okay. Read like this. Continue standing with me. Yeah. Continue standing with me. Do you see? Do you see what I am doing in this prayer? Do you see what I am doing in this prayer? Pray with my friend and prophet. Do you see what I am doing in this prayer? Pray with my friend and prophet. And watch right now. And watch right now the great Israel and America Church. And watch right now the great Israel and America Church. Continue standing together, moving forward. Continue standing together, moving forward.
Continue standing
together.
Okay.
Moving forward. Wow, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
This statement.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to read it again. As underlined. Continue standing with me. You know, just so humbling. The Lord saying, continue standing with me.
I know. It is humbling.
It's just humbling. God, you know, boy, I could preach on this too. Continue standing with me.
Right.
Do you see what I am doing in this prayer? Pray with my friend and prophet. And watch right now. Watch right now, the great Israel and America Church, continue standing together, moving forward.
How encouraging that is to us. Humbling and encouraging.
Yeah, and you know, this one, just like Brenda always said, this statement here, the Lord put it really in a circle. He started
right.
With continue standing with me, and then he ended with continue standing together. I mean, this is just...
It is. It's a complete thought. It's a complete statement. You can take this right here and
put it on your fridge and live by it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, another thing too, encouraging us on Wednesdays to be together and continue and don't let anything stop it. I know sometimes, Max, when you're called upon by the State Department to do things, I know that you have to, I know what you do. You even to the State Department of the United States of America, you insist that you keep your appointment with God on Wednesdays.
Yes, yes, of course, amen. Amen.
That's amazing.
Praise God. I spend time at night talking to the guys in Jordan because it's daylight there and, you know, night here. But I prefer to do it that way.
Uh-huh.
All right. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 2 through 54. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 through 54. And after that is Matthew 24, 7. Matthew 24, 7. Then 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. So 1 Corinthians 15, 52 through 54, Matthew 24, 7, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. Okay. Next statement. This one also half and half. I'll let you know when to underline. My words describes, my word describes the conditions. My words describes the conditions, events of the current system. Of the current system of too many things. Of too many things. Now the underlying part. My words calls this time. My words call this time, period. Period. The last days, the time of the end. Okay, I'll read it again. From the beginning, non-underlined part. My words describes the conditions, events of the current system of too many things. Underline part. My words calls this time, period, the last days of the time of the end. That is the statement. Okay. I believe we got that, Ms. Lily.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Daniel 8:19, the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 19. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. Matthew 24, 3. Matthew 24, 3. Okay, next statement. Oh, it's short. Oh, and it's underlined. Very short statement here. The sign, so this one is underlined. The sign to identify, the sign to identify the last days. That's the statement. The sign to identify the last days. And then, this was underlined, if I didn't say that, sorry. The sign to identify the last days is underlined. Next, he gave us Luke 21:7. Luke 21, verse 7. Okay, next statement. After Luke 21:7. Keep your peace on this earth until that day come. Yeah, that's a statement. This is a short one too. Keep your peace on this earth until that day come. Keep your peace on this earth until that day come. Okay. Then he gave us Revelation 6:4. Revelation 6:4. All right. Revelation 6:4. Next statement. Famine. Yeah. Famine, great earthquakes.
Great what?
Earthquakes.
Eclipse?
Earthquakes. Earthquake. Earthquakes.
Could you spell it?
Yes.
Please?
E-A-R-T-H-Q-U-A-K-E-S.
I'm sorry I didn't get that. Could you go again?
Okay. It's earthquakes.
Earthquakes. Got it.
Okay. So famine, great earthquakes. Sorry about my accent.
No, I love it.
Okay, praise the Lord.
I love accents. I think they're wonderful. Go ahead.
Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale. Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale, and running off the earth. That's a statement. I'll read it again. Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale, and running off the earth. Wow.
That's strange.
I know. Yeah, famine, earthquake. That's the last statement. I will deal with it. Okay, then he gave us Revelation 11:18. Revelation 11:18. Okay. Then the next statement, live by my standard, church. Live by my standard, church, because I love you. Yeah, that's the statement. Live by my standards, church, because I love you. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:5. 2 Timothy 3:5. All right. Second Timothy 3:5. I'm still thinking of the statement before that, but I don't think I'm
right.
Think
I know.
He's will show us. Okay. Next statement is underlined, all of it. Let's read like this. God says, I will pour out my spirit. God says, I will pour out my spirit. And this morning, I refuse to That's one of the corrections sometimes we make. I refers to a significant prophecy to declare my words and its fulfillment. And its fulfillment, church.
Is there an S on the end of fulfillment?
No, there isn't. And its fulfillment, church. It is time to understand. It is time to understand. Okay, I'll read the statement again. and it's all underlined. God says, I will pour out my spirit. And this morning, I refers to a significant prophecy to declare my words. And its fulfillment, church. And its fulfillment, church. It is time to understand. And it's all underlined. All right. And then the Lord gave us the book of Acts 2, verses 17 and 18. Acts 2, 17 and 18. We're looking at a word that I'm trying to read, but when I get there. Next statement. You will experience unpresented.
Spell it, please.
I'll spell it. UNPRECEDENTED.
Unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Okay.
That
Thank
means
you.
It never happened before.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me just look.
Unprecedented.
Okay. You will experience an unprecedented and an equally.
Spell this one too.
Yeah. UNIQUELY.
Uniquely.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Miss Billy. Uniquely.
That means very unique, very unprecedented and very unique.
Uniquely. Okay. Unprecedented and uniquely powerful manifestation. Uniquely powerful manifestation of moves of the Holy Spirit.
Whoa.
Yeah. Manifestation
of moves. That means we're going to see moves of the Holy Spirit that have not been unprecedented and unique.
Amen. Of the Holy Spirit, I am moving with. Okay, I'm going to spell this word too. I believe it's eminence, but I, M as a Mary, E, N as a Nancy, S, E.
Immense. Huge.
Immense. Okay.
It means huge. Immense. I am moving with immense. Huge.
Oh, immense. Huge. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm putting notes in Arabic here. Immense. I believe the Lord is teaching me a lot. Immense.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Power. Yeah, immense power. There you go. Immense power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, underlined part of the same statement. So, immense power, underlined part. So, church. Contain the full flow of my spirit. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. So, church, contain the full flow of my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm going to read it again from the beginning, and I'll probably need your help here with a few words again. You will experience and unprecedented and uniquely, right?
Right.
Powerful manifestation of moves of the Holy Spirit. I am moving with eminence, right?
Immense.
I see the yeah.
Immense power. Huge.
With immense power. With immense power. Underline parts. So church, contain the full flow
of my spirit.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we could jump up and run around the rooms wherever we are.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Next statement. This one is not on the line. It reads like this. And I am making salvation available. Yeah. And I am making salvation available to all men. M-E-N. To all men. Everywhere. I am dealing with all the nations. I am dealing with all the nations. Oh, there's underlined part here on the end of it. So I am dealing, where was I?
With all the nations.
I am dealing with all the nations, with an S, underlined part, stand in prayer like never before. Stand in prayer like never before. See, he's moving, and he wants us to continue to pray, so he'll continue to move.
Right.
Okay, I'll read it again. And I am making salvation available to all men, everywhere. I am dealing with all the nations. I believe he's speaking about Iran. He's speaking about the Middle East.
Yes, I'm
dealing
absolutely
with all the nations. Because he is right now.
Right.
And, yeah, underline part, stand in a prayer like never before. Praise God. Quinn starts an Arabic Facebook page under our ministry, under Yeshua Love Heals.
Ah, great. And
because the Lord put on our heart, like, we're reaching Americans, you know, people, you know, English, you know, speak, read English, whatever. But we are in Jordan now, and that nation, the Middle East nation, speak Arabic. So we're going to start reaching out. Quinn putting a post every day from now on until we get it together in Arabic. Praise God.
Right.
That's confirmed, you know.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Sorry about that. I get excited.
That's all right.
Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Genesis 12, 1 through 3.
Yes, hallelujah, and that's going to tell us that those nations will be blessed if they bless Israel.
Oh my goodness, I know Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3, but you know, I couldn't remember what exactly about. Thank you, Ms. Lou. Let's see, another Genesis here, Genesis 15:1-5, verses 9, oh, through 21, okay. So Genesis 15, 9 through 21. Now, the last statement, or the one before last. Behold, I will make my words known. Behold, I will make my words known to you, declares the Lord your God. Wow. So this is the statement. Behold, I will make my words known to you, declares the Lord your God. Then he gave us, am I going too fast?
No, no.
Okay. I'll read it again. Behold, I will make my words known to you, declares the Lord your God. Next, he gave us Numbers. Yeah, Numbers 14, 1-4, verse 9. Numbers 14, 9. Last statement is underlined, and it's very short. It reads like this. I am your Lord and Jesus. I am your Lord and Jesus. What a way to end it. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. What a day.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, he's just over into this. Oh, he's been talking about his coming into these times, the end times. My goodness, that's where we're praying, folks. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm eager to see these scriptures he gave us.
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hold on. What does my words really say?
Really say?
Excuse me, this is underlined. What does my words really say about the end times and future events and conditions that will one day come to fruition? Ezekiel 36:24. Oh my goodness. I must have closed out. I'm going to have to set up my computer. This won't take me very long. I've learned to do it really fast here to set up my these scriptures that I use. Won't take me long. I'm almost through right now. Okay. Ezekiel 36:24. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. Now that, of course, he's talking to the Jews, the people of Israel. Now, the King James says heathen, but there's no such thing as word as heathen in the Old Testament. It's nations. Goyim. I will take you from among the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. That's what God said about the end times. That's the biggest sign. Okay, hold on. Matthew 24:21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever will be. There is a 7-year Shemitah cycle that will be the time of the great tribulation on earth. It's all in the book of Revelation. And it is far from the only place in Scripture that declares what will unfold in the last days. Underlined. This interpretation is not theories. It emerged my return and the end of the world as you all know it.
Mm.
And that is underlined from this interpretation is not theories. It emerged my return and the end of the world as you all know it. I'm telling you, when I was deciding what to do, and it's caused me, I've been working every day because I have to condense the notes to fit on a 30-minute television program. And so we're going to be doing it on the book of Revelation, just bite-sized pieces. But the Lord showed me to do this. And people need to know these things. And really, the book of Revelation is a mystery to a lot of people. But it's a wonderful book. Wonderful, wonderful. It's the only letter, only book that says you get a blessing just by reading it or hearing it. So we were led to do this and offer, and I'm offering it to you, go online, billybrim.org, and you don't have to, normally we have people take a course, ecology, eschatology one before they do this, but I'll waive that right now, that requirement, and just take the book of Revelation and go over it verse by verse. It's a wonderful study. I'm enjoying going back to it. And the Lord's giving us more enlightenment on it, too. But in the book of Revelation is that period of the Great Tribulation. Joel 2, 28 through 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. First Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy, oh, we read that just now.
Yeah.
Underlined. Continue standing with me. Do you see what I am doing in this prayer? Pray with my friend and prophet and watch right now. The Great Israel and America Church. Continue standing together, moving forward. 1 Corinthians 15, 52 through 54. Ha ha. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. What a marvelous passage. Even our mortal bodies are going to become immortal. Hallelujah. Matthew 24:7. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are merely the beginning of birth pangs. You see, you have birth pangs and then you get a baby. So these are birth pangs, but the fullness, the fruition, the child, you might say, is going to be a brand new earth.
Yeah, man. As for Minneapolis, we're on earth pang right now, but it's going to be great.
You're in a birth pangs right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. I don't know why this just now came to me, and I'm going to say it. You all can judge it. I just sensed there's going to be a shaking in Minneapolis.
Mm.
A shaking.
Yeah, I could see it, Miss Billy. You're absolutely right. It would be a supernatural shaking, and it would be the other way, too.
Yeah.
Both.
And it's going to be from the top down.
Yes, 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 yes.
He's
going
to shake
that.
Them from the top down. It's going to be kind of rough for them, like a dog would shake a, like it caught some kind of an animal. We got a dog out at Fair Mountain that catches little rats and things, and just shake them.
This
going to be
Sunday,
kind of vicious. Yeah.
This Sunday, we have a sister who traveled with us to Jordan. She's in Minneapolis here. She's very, very prophetic, and she is going to take the service on this Sunday in our church. So I encourage people to watch us online or be in person. Her name is Lori. I can't pronounce her last name, but we will put a post up. But she's going to be talking about the spirit of the devil in Minneapolis, in a way to explain to people like what she's been getting from the Lord. And there's demonic movement through the Somalis. You know, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a religion doctrine from the devil. But it's going to be at least an hour and a half. We're going to give her an hour and a half to share a few things and explain it. And she has PowerPoints and all that. Praise the Lord. A very powerful lady. I just want to share this. I believe God is working in Minneapolis, and we are going to pray. We have to pray, folks, for this nation. We have to pray for the president. We have to pray for the church. And we have to pray for ourselves. Sorry, Miss Billy. 2
right.
Timothy 3, 1 and 5.
and then you have to, you're going to have to bring down a strong man there in Minneapolis.
Yes,
I believe that's working.
Strong group of men and
but
women.
But the Bible speaks of a spirit. The Bible speaks of binding the strong man.
Yeah.
How can you rob his house unless you bind the strong man? I'm talking about a spirit, a strong man that needs to be brought down. God will show you. God will show you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Know this. This is 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 4.
5.
1 through 5. Okay. See, you have to correct me too. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, where men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. My words describes the conditions, events of the current system of too many things. I think that's a lot of things right there, the too many things right in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read it in the New American. Realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be, and here's a lot of things, too many things. Lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they deny its power. Avoid such men as these.
Mm-hmm.
His word described these conditions, and really there's too many of them. And then underlined, my words calls this time period the last days. The time of the end.
Mm.
Folks, we're in it, in case you doubted. Daniel 8:19. And behold, I will make known to you what shall be in the latter end.
of the indignation. For it refers to the appointed time of the end. Now that is the ESV. Here it is, the New American. Behold, I am going to let you know what will occur at the final period of the indignation, for it pertains to the appointed time of the end. Here it is in the Amplified, which gives you their idea of what it means by indignation. I haven't looked up the Hebrew word, but this is what they say. The latter time of the indignation of God upon the ungodly. For it has to do with the time of the end. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 4. Huh, same deal. We just had 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5.
Oh, yeah.
Realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
My goodness, it says all of it right here.
Yeah.
Haters of good. I mean, haters of good, lovers of, yeah. Emphasizing that.
Not loving good.
Not loving good. What's happening in Minneapolis is good, and they're not loving it.
Yeah.
Matthew
24:3. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" Underlined. The sign to identify the last days. Luke 21:7. They questioned him, saying, "Master, when will these things be, and what shall be the sign when these things are about to take place?" Keep your peace.
Oh, that's it. I'm waiting for. I was waiting for more. Praise the Lord.
That's all it is. What he's trying to get over us here is that he's giving signs. Keep your peace on this earth until that day come. Revelation 6:4. Oh, I'm going to talk about in my television. I forgot what month this is going to be shown. I'm guessing it'll be sometime in the spring. Might be March and April. I don't know. Maybe if somebody's listening, somebody on my team that knows what months this TV will be on. But you can get it in our Revelation book. Who are the four horsemen of the apocalypse? And here he's talking about one of those. And another, a red horse, went out. And to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth. And men would slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. That's something that's going to happen in the tribulation time.
Okay.
Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale, and running off the earth. Revelation 11:18.
And I just now got a notice from Don Maxwell on our team. It will be March and April that my teaching on television, Prophetic Witness, will be on the Book of Revelation. Okay, Revelation 11:18. And the nations raged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Would you check that word running, is it, and spell it, please?
R-U-I-N-I-N-G?
Ruining.
What?
Ruining. Not running.
Oh.
Ruining.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for finding that out.
Is it off the earth or of the earth?
Of the earth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, here's going to be the statement. Famine, great earthquakes, war on a large scale, and ruining of the earth. See, he's going to,
it is ruining.
Ruining. And then the scripture is, and the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great, and for destroying the destroyers of the earth. Okay. Live by my standard, church, because I love you. 2 Timothy 3:5. Now here he put verse 5 in. He gave us 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Then he gave us 2 Timothy 3:1-4. And now he's adding the fifth verse. Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. We don't want to deny the power of God. You can have a church, you just kind of appear godly, but you don't have any power. That's not what he wants in our lives. That's not what he wants in our congregations. He wants power in them.
Amen.
Underlined. God says, I will pour out my spirit. And this morning, I refers to a significant prophecy to declare my words and its fulfillment. Church, it is time to understand. All that's underlined. It's time, folks, to understand the Book of Revelation and not be afraid of it.
Yeah.
And I know, because I'm working on it right now, that he'll help you. He'll help you see. He'll help you understand. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even on my bondservants and on my handmaidens. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. The Amplified reads that last verse. On my men servants also, and on my maid servants. In those days. That's just telling us this will be for men and women too. And oh my goodness, this next statement. You will experience an unprecedented and uniquely powerful manifestation of moves of the Holy Spirit. I am moving with immense power. Then underlined. So church contained the full flow of my spirit. Not underlined. And I am making salvation available to all men everywhere. I am dealing with all the nations. Underlined. Stand in prayer like never before. Okay, now I want to go back to the fact that he repeated to us 2 Timothy 3:5, which says, some will have a form of godliness but deny the power. Now he's telling us in this statement, power like we've never seen. A unique power like none other is going to cause to happen on the earth. So he doesn't want churches to deny that power. He doesn't want them to have a form of godliness and deny that power. Or individuals. That's why he's emphasized that fifth verse. Amen. Now I'm going to read this powerful, powerful, powerful statement again. You will experience an unprecedented and uniquely powerful manifestation of moves of the Holy Spirit. I am moving with immense power. Underlined. So church contained the full flow of my spirit.
Wow.
In other words, don't deny it.
Yeah.
And I am making salvation available to all men everywhere. I am dealing with all the nations. And then stand in power, prayer like never before, underlined. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. And in you, all families of the earth shall be blessed. And of course, as the Amplified says and as the Hebrew says, in you will all the families of the earth be blessed. By you they will bless themselves. So as he's dealing with the nations, he will want to bring them into the place of their blessing is rested upon Israel's blessing. Genesis 15, 9 through 21.
Yeah.
Now, in Genesis 15, and this is what it is right here, this is God's covenant with Israel for the land. It's, he brought Abram out, and he said, I'm going to give you the land. And Abram said, and God said, bring me a heifer 3 years old, and a female goat, and a three-year-old ram, and a turtle dove, and a pigeon. Then he, Abram, brought all these to him, God, and cut them in two, and laid each half opposite the other. But he did not cut the birds. The birds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Abram drove them off. Now when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, a terror of great darkness fell upon him. God said to Abram, Know for certain, that your seed will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they shall be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. He's speaking of when they went to Egypt. But I will also judge the nation whom they will serve, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. Remember how he had them go and take gold and jewels and everything from the Egyptians? As for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You will be buried at a good old age. Then in the fourth generation, they will return here. For the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. It came about when the sun had set that it was very dark. And behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch passed between those pieces. So on the ground are laying the halves of these big animals. There's a track of blood between them. And on that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, now this covenant is going to be for the land, and this is a time when he doesn't say, if you do this, only God is going to have chesed in this covenant. Only he is going to be required to keep it. Doesn't say a word about Abram doing anything. On that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your seed I have given this land, from the river of Egypt, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. And he marks off a land that is greater Israel. Israel has never had it, but it's coming. And it includes Jordan. Max is acquainted with that map. We've looked at it in our 3BI classes. It goes from the river Nile all the way up to the river Euphrates. It's going to cover Jordan. It's going to cover Lebanon. It's going to cover lots of Syria.
Iraq.
Yeah.
Iraq. Saudi Arabia. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, he's dealing with all the nations. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, I'm thinking about that preceding statement. Okay, better move on here. Behold, I will make my words known to you, declares the Lord your God. Numbers 14:9. Do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Now this is when the spies had gone into the land, and they brought back an evil report. But two of those spies, Joshua and Caleb, they said, you know, the other spy said, oh my goodness, we were just like grasshoppers in their sight. But here, they say, don't fear. They're bread for us. I mean, what can you do with bread? You can take bread and smash it in your hand. So, Numbers 14:9. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they're bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. You know, this is having to do with greater. This we're praying over into the taking of greater Israel.
Yes, yes.
We're praying over into that when it's going to be Genesis 15:9-21. That's going to happen on the earth. And I'm thinking that's going to be part of the unprecedented, uniquely powerful manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
I do too.
Yeah.
Wow, my goodness. I thought about that. Yeah, yeah. Praise God.
And don't fear what other nations say about it. Don't fear it. God's going to cause it to happen.
Yeah.
Underlined, I am your Lord and Jesus. Trust in me.
of course we love the powers of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our meetings, in our churches, but he's talking about a power here that's going to bring the earth into submission to the borders he marked out.
Amen.
I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Lots to think about. Wow.
Yeah, a lot. It's a lot
to meditate.
On.
I want to just right now say that I'm not going to be out at Prayer Mountain at noon, so that means our prayer call will be at 12:15 or 15 minutes past the hour, wherever you are. Go ahead, Max.
Okay. I want to take a minute. A few things I didn't share earlier in the beginning of the prayer. There is people that just to pray for their healing. We have Camilla. She have a heart procedure this morning. I don't know what state she's in. She's a WWP. And there's a Claire. Her name is Claire. She have a thyroid surgery tomorrow. And also, Miss Billy, there's one more thing. You remember Pastor Lindeen Way? You went
yes.
to her church long, long time ago.
Yes.
She lost her younger son. He went to heaven. He graduated to heaven yesterday. Chad went to heaven yesterday after probably 6 weeks of cancer. So to pray for Lindeen Way and Bob Way and their family and his wife and, you know, Chad's wife and kids.
Yeah.
So,
do you know how many children he had? Doesn't matter. God knows.
I believe you have three. I believe you have three. Two boys and a daughter.
Do you know how old they are?
Oh, they're grown up. They're married and he have
okay.
grandkids. He's 56 years old, I believe. Chad was 56
okay.
years
okay.
old.
Well,
he worked in manufacturing.
Now.
Yeah, he's in heaven now. He worked in manufacturing all his life. Praise the Lord. So just let's lift him up. Oh, she said...
Really?
Quinn said he have two sons only. Okay. So
yeah,
let's just
okay.
lift up the two ladies that they have surgery, one today and one tomorrow. Lord, we're just lifting them up to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that Camilla will be healed in Jesus' name. And this procedure, that your hands will be in it, Lord. And we thank you for that. And thank you, Lord, for Claire. And we're just lifting her up to you right now, that her procedure will go well and your hands will be in it. That
Amen.
Everything will be coordinated together, put together for both of them, Lord. And they are
Amen.
Healed in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, we just thank you for Lindeen and Bob, and we pray for Chad's wife, and we pray for his sons and his family and Chad's brother.
Amen.
We just thank you, Lord, for your protection over them, and we thank you, Lord, for giving them peace like never, ever, ever
comfort,
before.
Comfort, yes.
Comfort and peace in Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Name.
And Lord, we expand that prayer out to others. In
yes.
your name. I know how you are about prayer. We can name a name, and you just expand that to those who need it.
Yes,
of course,
Lord.
I have a relative, a cousin. And you were with her in surgery as we prayed you would be. And now in the recovery, may it be faster and quicker. And for the ladies that were mentioned today and others, that it would amaze the medical field because God is in it, as Brother just prayed, that God was in it. And so
Amen.
We just thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate everything you've done for us. So glad and thankful. For what Jesus did for our healing and health.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we thank you. All right, dear brethren, and we will see you at the Prayer Mountain. You can go online and watch Prayer Mountain, billybrim.org. Brenda and the prayer people will be out there, the faithful ones. And then at 12:15, we'll have our call. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We'll see you at noon.
See you at noon.
Shalom, shalom.